From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this show on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. In the ongoing efforts to hold police accountable for fatal shootings, activists with Black Lives Matter in Los Angeles have been demanding answers from Los Angeles County DA Jackie Lacey. While the county leads the nation in police killings so far during her tenure, District Attorney Lacey has yet to charge a single police officer. While it is rare for police officers anywhere to be charged and tried, Lacey, who happens to be the first African-American in LA County to hold the office, has been in power while nearly 300 people were killed at the hands of the Los Angeles Police Department officers or LA Sheriff's Department. An analysis by the Guardian newspaper in 2015 showed that the close relationship between law enforcement and DAs often presents a conflict of interest over prosecuting cops over fatal killings. My guest is Melina Abdullah, professor and chair of the Department of Pan-African Studies at California State University in Los Angeles. She's active with the Los Angeles chapter of Black Lives Matter. Welcome to the program, Melina.
Thank you, Sonali, for having me.
So let's put this issue into context. We hear a lot about Chicago. Most recently, there was a lot of activity around the killing of Anthony Lamar Smith. We've seen, you know, Minnesota has been in the crosshairs, but Los Angeles doesn't seem to get enough into the national media conversation, as I think you and others would like, even though it leads the country in police killings. So put it into context. How bad is it in Los Angeles in terms of police getting away with killing ordinary people?
So it's really, really bad. And I think one of the frustrating things for activists is that we're a very active body, and there is no shortage of police killings here. LAPD leads the nation in killing its residents. And out of the last 5 years, it's led the nation in killings every single year, except for when Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department surpass it. And so when we talk about LA County, it's the most deadly place in terms of police killings in the entire nation. And one of the things as we try to figure out why it's not resonating nationally, why there's a lack of national media coverage, and why the names that we know in Los Angeles aren't names that most people know across the United States, we started to think about the constancy of it, right? So when you're talking about a city that kills 22 people in a year, or a county where Los Angeles County, since the election of Jackie Lacey in 2012, almost 300 people have been killed by law enforcement in less than 5 years, it's very difficult to kind of push names forward. So as soon as we're pushing the name Ezell Ford, then you have the murder of Redell Jones, and then you have the murder of Keith Bursey. Then you have, we had last summer, we had four teenagers killed in a span of a little more than a month. And so it's very difficult for people to attach to a single case when there's so many, when people are being killed literally with rapid fire. And so one of the things we're trying to lift up as we struggle for justice for the people whose bodies have been stolen by the police is the role of the district attorney in holding police accountable. So again, 300 people, almost 300 people killed in less than 5 years. And the district attorney of this county has chosen not to prosecute a single officer, even in really extreme cases like the murder of Brendan Glenn, where the officer was caught on video. Of course, that video wasn't released to the public, but we know what's on it. It was so bad that Police Chief Charlie Beck, who we think is also one of the worst police chiefs in the country, actually recommended this officer for charges, and Jackie Lacey still didn't charge the officer in the case. And really kind of what was the impetus for this latest push against Jackie Lacey in the case of the killings of Keisha Michael and Marquinton Sandlin, who some people may know their names because it was, again, another really, really horrible case. All the cases are horrible, but this one is really one that, you know, baffles you. It was a couple who was sleeping in their car in Inglewood and was murdered by Inglewood police. Five Inglewood police officers opened fire on them and left seven children without their parents. In that case, those five officers, because of the pressure placed on the city by Black Lives Matter and the families of those who've been killed, those five officers were fired from Inglewood Police, but Jackie Lacey has still not charged those officers.
Melina, do you also feel that LA Police Chief Charlie Beck has a sort of glowing reputation nationwide? People often cite how he has run his police department as some kind of model for other police departments. And of course, those living in LA know the reality of what that means. But is that also part of the problem of why LA's police killings don't get as much attention?
Absolutely. So it's the number, and it's also Charlie Beck, true to Hollywood fashion, has a tremendous public relations campaign. And when we think about that, he has been able to roll out this idea that he is somehow a model police chief, and people have kind of swallowed the PR without really looking at the numbers.
Let's talk about how other DAs in other parts of the country have reacted. And as I said, of course, it's very rare to see police charged and tried. It's even rarer among those to see any convictions. But are there instances that you've seen where district attorneys of counties elsewhere in the country have been a lot bolder than Jackie Lacey?
Well, absolutely. I mean, Baltimore is a very stark example where the district attorney there did, in fact, charge the officers who killed Freddie Gray. So we have that example. We also, if we think about many of the uprisings nationally, they stem from the acquittals of police officers who at least were charged. So even if we think about the Stockley verdict in St. Louis, at least Stockley was charged in that murder, right?
Right. This is over the killing of Anthony Lamar Smith, and there was a lot of protesting over the acquittal. But you're right, at least there was a trial.
Right. And so many of these uprisings are rooted in, you know, outcomes of cases. We're not even getting cases in Los Angeles. There has not been a single officer charged. That just means that we are looking at the possibility that they committed a crime. That's not even happening here.
So how have Black Lives Matter members here in Southern California, where our program is also based, how have you been trying to address this issue, the fact that Jackie Lacey doesn't seem to be interested in charging police? We have a police commission that is supposed to hold regular meetings with the public. Can you tell us a little bit about the activism of folks with BLM in Los Angeles calling for some kind of charges to be brought against some of these police officers?
Sure. On September 11th, we joined with the families of five different families. So the families of Keith Bursey, Keisha Michael, Waukesha Wilson's family, along with Jesse Romero's family, Jose Mendez's family, Edwin Rodriguez's family, and many others, joined together on the steps of the DA's office and demanded that the DA charge the police who kill our people. And so we've issued a petition. It's a Color of Change petition. And we're trying to get 10,000 signatures. So we're asking for everyone to go online to bit.ly/BLMLA and sign that petition to Jackie Lacey to charge the police who kill our people. Charge the police who kill our people is our demand.
That's bit.ly/BLMLA. We'll post a link to that from our website later today. Melina, how important is the deterrent effect? Of course, the biggest deterrent might be actual convictions, but even to charge and try police officers, can that have a deterrent effect in a city like Los Angeles, where it seems police have free rein? It seems as though they realize they have a friend in Jackie Lacey.
Well, we think so. We think it can be a deterrent. Of course, a greater deterrent is, you know, the complete transformation of the public safety system in this country. That said, you know, that's a long-term goal. We want to see policing completely abolished as it exists now and a holistic approach to public safety put in place. That said, we have to think about how to survive pending that kind of transformation. And we have to let police know that they will be held accountable, that there is a price to pay when they just murder. And so there is no more murder of our people with impunity. And that's what we're hoping to push this district attorney into. And we also have to remember she's an elected official. And so she is beholden to the people. If she doesn't do what the people want, we can block her from seeking higher office. And some people are even talking about things like recall.
And it's a pity, being the first African-American DA, in Southern California. I remember having her on my show in studio before her election, when it was looking really good that she was going to get elected. And this is also part of the problem that we have a lot of officials, even say looking at Governor Jerry Brown, who appear progressive, who may have some progressive positions that they take, but when it comes to actually exercising their power, end up siding with the status quo.
Absolutely. That's also what we see with the mayor of this city.
Right, so Eric Garcetti.
Yeah. We've been pressuring him for years he knows the actual numbers. He knows that, you know, LAPD leads the nation in killing its people, and he will not fire the police chief. And so we're also pressuring him to fire Charlie Beck, and letting him know that there will also be a political cost if he doesn't listen. Just this week, LAPD revealed its numbers on bias policing. It's not just police murder, it's also corruption. 2,741 complaints of racial bias since 2011. And LAPD, wow, in its internal investigation, found zero of them sustained. Huh. So they're saying there's never been a case of racial bias by LAPD, even though almost 3,000 complaints were filed.
And of course, it's not just LAPD. The county's sheriff's department all contributes to the type of law enforcement misconduct that we see. And LA's sheriff's department has a sordid history, of course, of abuse. Melina, that website again, bit.ly/BLMLA is the petition. We'll post it again on our website. Thank you so much for all the work you do and for spending this time with us.
Thank you so much, Sonali.
Melina Abdullah is a professor and chair of the Department of Pan-African Studies at California State University of Los Angeles. She's active with the LA chapter of Black Lives Matter. We've been discussing LA County DA Jackie Lacey's refusal to charge police officers in fatal shootings. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.